Casting from the studios here at WHUS and on the campus of University of Connecticut. We're going to start tonight's show with Josh Evans, a local favorite, and one who is going to be playing a gig down in the Ninth Note in New Haven, Connecticut. I'll give you more information on that after we hear the track. This is from Josh Evans' initial album entitled Portrait. We're going to hear Chronic Mistakes.
Thank you.
Yeah, Josh Evans, great trumpet player, young trumpet player coming out of the Hartford, Connecticut area. One who we watched grow up from a high school student, hearing him play and getting better and better all the time. Again, seeing him progress under the tutelage of the great Jackie McLean, and then on his own in New York City. Just a great player. Josh Evans on that track, Josh Evans on trumpet. Ray McMorrin on tenor sax, Alan J. Palmer on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Ralph Peterson on drums from the album Portrait, Josh Evans' premier album. And if you like that, you'll definitely want to go down to the Ninth Note in New Haven next Saturday on the 17th of January. Josh Evans will be playing with a sextet, which includes Frank Kumba Lacey, great trombone player, and Stacy Dillard on sax is going to be the front line for the group that Josh Evans is going to show up with at the Ninth Note in New Haven, a great club and restaurant with some good food there as well. So that's next Saturday, January 17th at the Ninth Note in New Haven. I believe the shows go from 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock over at the Ninth Note, so you're going to want to check that out. All right. Also, while we're plugging events coming up, Greg Abate, another friend of this show, has some events going on in the Boston and Rhode Island area next week. So we're going to play some of Greg Abate's music. I'll tell you about those gigs right now on Friday, January 16th. Greg Abate is going to be at Scullers in Boston, and he'll have special guest there, Phil Woods, along with his latest quartet, who you're going to hear from in a moment. And then on January 17th, Greg Abate is going to be at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, with his Chan's sextet. That I think it's something like his eighth or ninth year doing this in a row. So you're going to want to check that out. You can check that out by going to chansegrollandjazz.com. You'll see the schedule events, including Saturday, January 17th, Greg Abate sextet. So we're going to hear Greg Abate's latest album entitled Motif, with a great quartet, which includes John Lockwood on bass, Mark Walker on drums, and Tim Ray on piano. So we're going to hear from Greg Abate's quartet. You're going to hear the title track from his album, Motif. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Wilson from his latest release entitled Gathering Call, a great release of 2014. And from this point on in the show, we're going to be doing all of some great album releases that were done in the year 2014 as we enter into this new year. I've been doing that actually for the last four shows. There's been so many great jazz albums being released in this last year. So we're continuing on to review some of those. And we started out that set with Greg Abate Quartet from his album Motif. And we heard the title track from that one. From there, we went on to hear Rob Garcia IV and his album The Passion of Color. We heard the track, The Still Standing Blues, and that's a great quartet. Rob Garcia IV being Rob Garcia on drums, Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Dan Tepfer on piano, and Joe Martin on drums. And the last track you just heard was Matt Wilson's quartet with John Medeski from the album Gathering Call, as I said, and the track you heard was You Dirty Dog, and that's a Duke Ellington composition. And let's get the personnel on that one. It was on drums, of course, the great Matt Wilson, Jeff Lederer on tenor sax and clarinet, Kirk Knufke on clarinet, Chris Lightcap on bass. As I said, Matt Wilson on drums and John Medeski on piano. Moving on, we're going to kind of go out there a little bit with some great new music from Rudy Royston. And then we're going to hear from a couple tracks from Ambrose Akinmusari, who both of who released albums last year. The Rudy Royston album's called 303. And the Ambrose Akinmusari album is The Imagined Savior is Far Easier to Paint. So let's start out with Rudy Royston. This track is called Mimi Sunrise. Thank you.
this light. Collect your thoughts, run them by. I will drag your heart across the floor. Slip right under the burden of it. Fragments of the past, well, they always come rushing on back. And I slither along with them. Inexhaustible child, done and dusted from the get-go.
Yeah.
ceaseless, inexhaustible child. You are done and dusted.
That's Ambrose Akinmusiri from his latest release entitled The Imagined Savior is Far Easier to Paint. Ambrose always comes out with some really interesting titles for his albums and his music. We heard two tracks from that. The first one you heard was Ceaseless, Inexhaustible Child. And that had some very interesting vocals to it. And that was followed up by Marie Christie. Both of those tracks from that album, The Imagined Savior. And we started out that set with Rudy Royston, who's a fine drummer. Before we do that, let's get to the personnel on Ambrose's album. That's Ambrose Akinmusiri on trumpet. Walter Smith plays tenor sax, although we did not hear him in either of those two tracks. Sam Harris on piano, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Justin Brown on drums. And there's a bunch of special guests and different singers on different tracks throughout that album. Very interesting album. I've seen it on almost everyone's Best of 2014 lists, so you may want to check that out. And we started out that set with Rudy Royston, a beautiful piece from his album 303. And we heard the track Mimi Sunrise. And the personnel on that one is Rudy Royston on drums, Sam Harris on piano, Yasushi Nakamura on bass, Mimi Jones also on bass, John Arabagon on saxes, and Nadja Nordhus on trumpet, and Nerf Felder on guitar. Two very interesting albums, ones that I would highly recommend. All right, we're going to move on to something else completely different. This one from Bill Frisell, who put out another very interesting sounding album. Sounds like nothing else you may have heard in the jazz world, but Bill Frisell has a tendency to do that, always exploring new grounds. So we're going to hear from him. The album is entitled Guitar in the Space Age, another recent release. And we're going to follow that up with the album from Masa Kamaguchi, who plays in a trio along with Noah Preminger. Masa Kamaguchi is a bass player, by the way. And alongside of Masa is Noah Preminger on tenor sax and Rob Garcia on drums. And we're going to hear their version of Try a Little Tenderness from the album Background Music. So let's get started with Bill Frisell.
Thank you.
Like that very much. Beautiful sound from Noah Preminger on tenor sax. The album is by Masa Kamaguchi, Rob Garcia, and Noah Preminger. Name of the album is Background Music on Fresh Sound New Talent Records. And we heard the track, Try a Little Tenderness. Before that, you heard another cover of a great piece of music from back in the 60s. And that would be The Byrds doing Turn, Turn, Turn. But this is Bill Frisell, a great, very inventive guitarist. And certainly that had a unique sound. Name of his album is Guitar in the Space Age. And that's actually a collaboration between Bill Frisell on electric guitar and that very eerie sounding pedal steel guitar from Greg Liss, also playing electric guitar, and Tony Scheer on bass and Kenny Wollison on drums. Tony Scheer and Kenny Wollison, longtime trio members of Bill Frisell's trio. All right. Turn, Turn, Turn. I remember listening to that back in the heydays of British rock, as done by the Byrds, as I mentioned, Roger McGinn on guitar. All right, we're going to finish out tonight's show, this show being broadcast over WHUS2, our internet side channel. I might be doing this some more. I kind of enjoy doing it here on WHUS2. We're going to finish out tonight's show with a new one from Frank Kimbrough, a great piano player. His new album's called Quartet, and I'm going to play a track called Afternoon in Paris. Well, as long as we're mentioning Paris, well, this song will dedicate this to the victims of that terrible tragedy that's going on in Paris, France, and the surrounding towns. All right, this is Afternoon in Paris, Frank Kimbrough from the album Quartet. That'll do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening, folks.
Mm-hmm.